Please find a comfortable place to sit, where you can have a good support for your back to keep your body at ease for this whole meditation. You can adjust your clothes and have a pillow under your head and a blanket covering you, so you will feel comfortable and warm during the whole meditation without feeling distracted. Close your eyes and allow your palms to fall open if that feels comfortable to you, giving yourself the space to be open and receptive. Take a deep breath and just feel the cool, light air enter. And when you exhale, just allow any worries or tensions to flow out. On your next inhale, make it a deep belly breath, allowing your belly to become round and soft and open, fully allowing the air to fill up any tight spaces. And you can say to yourself, I will remain awake and aware during this meditation. And just say that to yourself a few times with a feeling of conviction. All that is required in this meditation is to follow my voice with attention and feeling. And before we begin, I would like to invite you to think of something that you would like to experience in this meditation or in your life, something that is important to you and attainable. So just let yourself get in touch with that. What is it that you really long for? What is the experience you would like to walk away with after this meditation? So just let yourself feel what experience you really long for. And it is okay to want that. It can be anything. Maybe it is more peace, more love, or clarity. Whatever it is for you, just repeat that inside of yourself a few times in a present tense statement that would be starting with I am, or with I feel. And you say it in a way as if it is already so. It can be, I am clear, I am at peace. And just repeat that inside. And then imagine what it feels like if it is already so. If you can't fully feel it, then just imagine what it will feel like. How do you imagine it would feel when you say, I am at peace? Just do your best. We will now begin by going through the body, so just follow my voice in your own experience inside of your body. We start with the right hand, the thumb, the second finger, the third finger, the fourth finger, the fifth finger, the palm of the right hand, the back of the hand, the wrist, the lower arm, the right elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the right armpit, the right waist, the hip, the thigh, the kneecap, the calf muscle, the ankle, the heel, the sole of the right foot, the top of the foot, the big toe, the second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, the fifth toe. Now become aware of the left hand, the thumb, the second finger, the third finger, the fourth finger, the fifth finger, the palm of the left hand, the back of the hand, the wrist, the lower arm, the left elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the left armpit, the waist, the left hip, the thigh, the kneecap, the calf muscle, the ankle, the heel, the sole of the left foot, the top of the foot, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now go to the back and become aware of the right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, the right buttock, the left buttock, the spine, the neck, the back of your head, the top of the head, the forehead, the right eyebrow, the left eyebrow, the space between the eyebrows, the right eye, the left eye, the right ear, the left ear, the right cheek, the left cheek, the nose, the tip of the nose, the upper lip, the lower lip, the tongue, the jaws, the chin, the throat, the right side of the chest, the left side of the chest, the middle of the chest, the upper belly, the navel, the lower belly, the abdomen, the whole of the right leg, the whole of the left leg, and both legs together, the whole right arm, the whole left arm, and both arms together, the whole of the back, the buttocks, the shoulder blades, the spine, the neck, the whole of the front, the abdomen, the chest, the whole back and front together, and the whole of the head, the whole body together. Feel the whole body together. The whole body together. Feel your whole body lying on the floor or sitting in a chair effortlessly. Feel how the floor or the chair is holding you without you needing to put any effort into it. Just allow yourself to be held. And if you feel you are making any effort anywhere in your body, yourself, just do your best and allow that body part to surrender to the chair or the floor or both. Just let yourself feel this effortlessness by consciously letting yourself be held. Just take a few deep breaths here and feel the effortlessness of it. And then while you are just feeling the effortless of the sitting or the lying and the breathing, just being right here where you are, remind yourself of the intention that you set at the beginning of the meditation. And just repeat that sentence, starting with I am or I feel. Just repeat that a few times and let yourself feel what it feels like when that is already so, this moment. Now begin paying attention to your breath. You're breathing in and you're breathing out. Feel your belly rising on your in-breath and falling on your out-breath. You will focus on your breath throughout this meditation, so you have something to come back to every time you notice you may have followed a thought, gotten lost in a thought. Then if a thought comes by and you have enough of your quote-unquote observer present, you just notice the thought and you can silently name it. For instance, if you have a thought that says, I need to get my shopping done later today, and you think about all the things you need to do, you can just notice that thought and just silently name it as maybe shopping list or busy thought or anticipating thought, or maybe you can just call it thought. And as soon as you do that, you can come right back to your breath and just feel your belly rising and falling on the in and out breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in, feel the belly rising. Breathing out and feel the belly falling. totally effortlessly. And just keep your attention here on your breathing as much as you can. Your breath is your resting place. This is where you don't need to think. You can just focus on your breathing. That's all you need to do. And when a thought comes by, remember, you can just imagine it being a red car that wants to take you for a ride. And you have the right to say no at any time. You can use this meditation to practice saying no to the red car or the thought if you don't want to go for a ride with it. This is an opportunity where you can exercise your right to say yes or no to what you want and don't want. Just because a thought or a red car comes by and wants you to engage, that does not mean that you have to. Pay attention to the thoughts or the red car that comes by all the time. You might start noticing, is it the same thought or similar thoughts? Is it the same red car wanting you to go for a ride to the same place where you have been so many times before? When you know that you can name the thought and that you have the right to say no, that will make you more aware of them before the thought or the red car takes you for a ride. Naming the thoughts brings more awareness to the fact that you have a choice. Some thoughts are more persistent than others. You can exercise your right to choose what you want to engage in. You do not have to engage with a thought if you don't want to. You do not have to go on a ride with the red car if it's going somewhere that you know is not good for you. Just say no and then go back to your breathing. Focus your attention on your breathing. Do your best just to focus on your in-breath and your out-breath. Breathing in, belly rising. Breathing out, belly falling. And you may notice if there are any specific thought patterns repeating themselves over and over, trying to entice you to engage. See if you can get familiar with your specific thought pattern. Just be curious about it. And be open and willing to find what your specific flavor is. What is your thought flavor of the day? Just get to know that part, so that next time when it comes by, you're able to recognize it. And then you can say yes or no. And you can start noticing to see if there is a specific thought pattern that keeps coming by. Notice, what is it that is so seductive about it? What makes you interested? What makes you want to engage? Just be curious. Is it familiar? Maybe it feels good. Or maybe it doesn't. And just notice, how do you interact with these thoughts or with this particular thought? Are you friendly to it? Do you argue with it? Do you agree with it? This is your opportunity to explore your specific preferred thoughts and what it is that is so intriguing about them. Just get familiar with your specific thought pattern and explore it a little so you can see what happens next time that that thought pattern comes by, or the red car, if you want to use that metaphor, and when you clearly say no to it. What is that like for you? Is it scary? Or does it feel good? So just notice it. You're learning something about yourself, where you normally place your attention. And here you're learning a new opportunity that you can do it differently. You can say no. And then keep coming back to your breath. Breathing in and breathing out. You can leave the thoughts and the thought patterns behind. You do not have to engage with them. You can actually choose this very moment to focus on your breathing instead. And notice what that is like for you. Is it hard to let go of engaging with the thoughts? Just notice and bring your attention back to breathing in and breathing out. feeling your belly and your chest rise and fall. Breathing in and breathing out. Keep coming back to your breath and just let the thoughts or the red car go by without you going with them, without you engaging. You can stay home, here, right inside of you. And you can start exploring who you are when you are not engaging or identifying with your thoughts. Notice again, what is it like to say no to these thoughts? Are you pulled to keep thinking about them, engaging with them? Or does it feel like a sweet relief? Or maybe you feel empowered to know that you are actually in charge. Whatever it is, just notice that too, and then keep coming back to your breath. Breathing in and breathing out. And we'll just take a little time where you will just be observing your breathing in and your breathing out. And if you notice that the same thought patterns come by, just do your best to observe them. You just see them, name them, and just allow them. When you don't engage and when you don't resist, that's when you just allow them to be there. This is where you can notice that you have a choice to engage, resist, or just focus on your breath. Just come back to your breath. If your body has a hard time letting go, just breathe into your body or into the feeling that is being activated by the thought. They often come together. Just take a breath in, right into that feeling, right into that area of the body. Again, just allowing it. Make your belly big and soft and round by deeply breathing into that area. And then breathing out. And you can do that a few times if you need to, just staying with the breath. Just keep using the time we have here to come back to your breath. start practicing choosing to focus on your breathing and saying no to any thoughts that are not good or healthy for you. Your breath is always here. It is stable and consistent, and it is a place that you can always come back to if you find that you got lost in a thought. There's really nothing you need to do because you got lost in a thought. You don't need to figure out why. You don't need to understand it. As soon as you notice that you got lost in a thought, you can just stop and bring your awareness right back to your breathing. And in that moment, you're right back to here and now, and nothing is lost. It's that simple. So let's take another few moments and just be aware and get familiar with the thoughts and the thought patterns that you so automatically engage in without questioning them. You can start questioning them now. Be curious about them. Look at them. Name them. Call them by their name. And then feel into what is so important about engaging with them all the time, day in, day out. What is so seductive about them? What is the belief that goes with these thoughts? These thoughts are the 90% or more of your daily thoughts that take away your energy and your joy, and they prevent you from focusing on things that may be much more inspiring to you. What we're doing here is bringing awareness to that. Awareness about our thoughts is the first step. As long as they're unconscious, they will run your life. Now you can name them, breathe into them, and choose to not engage. Instead, you can choose to keep coming back to your breathing. So let's take another few moments to focus on your breathing. Breathing in, feeling your belly rising. Breathing out, feeling your belly falling. Breathing in and breathing out. this can become your regular practice as a focus point to put your attention on when your mind is trying to get the best of you. Now take a deep belly breath. Again, allowing your belly to fully receive all the life-giving air that is all around you. And when you take one more deep breath, you can start preparing your body to transition back to ordinary daily consciousness. On your next breath, you can start moving your body a little. Stretch your fingers, stretch your toes, maybe your arms and legs. And finally, take your time to slowly open your eyes when you're ready. But do so without leaving your observer behind, the one that is aware, that observes the thoughts and that can name them. So as you start opening your eyes, keep one eye on the inside as the observer and one eye on the outside. Now let yourself slowly transition back into your life.